Good morning, gentlemen. Solo Man here. If you notice, the shaming language seems to be getting louder, if that's possible. But you men should stay on point. Don't get sidetracked. You see, men aren't the ones yelling and screaming and bad-mouthing femons everywhere. It's femons that are bad-mouthing men. Men are just doing what comes natural to survive. They're walking away. They're staying away from femons. Because that's the only way they can have some form of a natural life. And of course, a lot of femons get angry about that because the man's resources and time is his own. Let's say you're walking along the street and there's an altercation. There's a femon screaming and yelling. She's causing a scene. Nothing really unusual about that, guys, is there? And you being a male, if you step in to try and help the situation, you are the one that's going to be going to jail. So when you see anything like that with a femon in the middle of a ruckus, walk round, take a wide berth. Generally speaking, the femon's got herself into it, so let her get herself out of it. Men are sick and tired of cleaning up femon's messes. It's about time femon started to grow up and act like adults and take responsibility for who and what they are. Femons seem to be on a destructive train with absolutely no brakes, and they want to take man with them. Don't get on that train, guys. It's going nowhere. There's lots of femons that rode the carousel for years and are now getting a little bit older and are finding they're alone. But of course they're blaming men for their loneliness, when in actual fact, it was their choices why they're alone. Men are no longer taking the responsibility of femon's bad decisions. Keep walking away, guys. Ghost. Because you'll be better off financially and mentally. Show femons the same respect that femons have showed men. If you help a femon, you're helping a narcissist, and it becomes a vicious circle. Just think about this, guys. Who's the one that's always throwing stones? It's the femons, isn't it? Men hardly throw stones back. All they do is move house. Femons have encroached and destroyed a lot of male spaces, either through jealousy or just pure hate. Femons are trying harder and harder to manipulate man by the promise of sex. That's why they're stripping off everywhere. But males have evolved, and their sex drive is no longer the most important thing. And that makes most femons powerless. So keep continuing to protect yourself, guys. Call it MGTOW or whatever you want. But you can't lose if you don't play the game. Man, I don't know whether you noticed, but it's rigged. Take it easy, fellas. Have a good day.